We welcome you back to live coverage here on Country 101.7 FM and KBOE TV. Ryan Bones with possessions. He will drive to the left block and be fouled on the shooting attempt by Corbett Hink. That'll be Hink's third, team's first, and Bones converting the first of two free throws.
Lead back to 10.
31-21 here in the opening moments of the third quarter. Second one off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound to Porter Dieters. Linden has struggled tonight at the foul line. They're hoping that does not come back to bite them. Porter Dieters hands it off to Kyle Brogan. Brogan hands it off to Rubio. Now they'll hand it back off to Dieters. They've got a ball screen from Corbett Hink. It'll be a pick and roll. Dieters heavily to the line, but misses the shot. Gets his own board, and he'll be tied up.
Ooh.
On the jump ball. Possession area will stay with Mission Valley.
I don't know about that one. I think he got that pass off before the whistle.
Kyle Brogan to inbound. Going to Corbett Hink. Now up top, A.J. Rubio. Tanner Thomas. Now right side, Porter Dieters. In the corner, looking to drive. Nothing there. Back to Tanner Thomas. He'll hand it off to Porter Dieters. Looking to drive with the right. Fadeaway jumper. No good. Rebound to Jackson Biggs. Now in the hands of Ryan Bones. Bones looking to push. Up the court we go to Evan Fearborn. He'll look to drive. Fadeaway jumper on the baseline. No good. Excellent box out by Corbett Hink. Allows the rebound to go in the hands of Kyle Brogan. Rubio underneath the Dieters. Dieters amongst the trees. Kicks it up top. Brogan three. Good.
That was the absolute right play to make right there. Instead of trying to go up, you force it off to the perimeter or take the shot. Good heads-up play there by the Vikings.
Brogan with the Van Gundy Farm three. Jaden Massey on the opposite end. He falls hard on the floor. They're going to have a foul against Porter Dieters. Caden Massey go to the line for two foul shots.
Caden Massey coming up, kind of rubbing out that right elbow as it looked like he really hit it hard.
That's ridiculous. He can hurt somebody falling on him.
Massey at the line for two is short. Unique broadcasting experience.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, every single time we broadcast here.
Yes, indeed. Those, I mean, not wrong. Somebody could get hurt by falling on someone.
Second that's one, true. No good. Rebound to Kyle Brogan. Empty trip there for Massey. Rubio now with it. Trailing things by seven. They'll hand it off to Tanner Thomas. Who hands it off to Dieters. Dieters. And the weave back to Rubio. Rubio, nice cut to the bucket. Off the glass and good for A.J. Rubio. 5-0 run.
That's not the first time Linden's let that lane wide open. They got to close it up.
And Massey, Michael Massey, sensing the comeback is on by Mission Valley. We'll take a 30-second timeout. We'll stay right here with you and remind you guys our timeout's brought to you by McDonald's on 6th Avenue. Buy a quarter pounder with cheese, a Big Mac, or 10-piece chicken McNugget. And get a second one for only $1. McDonald's, West 6th Avenue. Nice 5-0 run there, of course, led by the three by Brogan. And then the quick, nice bucket there by A.J. Rubio. But nice little attacking offense that Jordan Heisen has employed here in this second half.
Yeah, well, anytime that you can cut a two double-digit lead in half early on in the third frame, that's big. Again, the big thing is Mission Valley is being a little bit more observant, I would say, with their possessions. They're really looking for the openings here, and Linden's given them quite a few.
Jalen Massey to inbound, right of the scorer's table. Goes into Evan Fearborn now in the hands of Ryan Bones. Bones with it at just past the power. He will get a ball screen from Caden Massey. Goes right side, Jackson Biggs. Elbow jumper is good for Biggs. Biggs got seven. Lead seven for Linden. Porter Dieters in the front court, hands it off to Rubio. He'll hand it off to Tanner Thomas. Thomas hands it off back to Dieters. Dieters defended in a man-to-man defense by Jalen Massey. Dieters driving, gets it poked away by Ryan Bones. Bones will slow things down at midcourt. Now to Biggs on the left wing. Lob inside to Caden Massey. He'll turn and face, kicks it up. Jalen Massey left unattended. His three, good. Linden Tigers respond with their own 5-0 run after the Van Gundy Farm three. Rubio bulls over Jackson Biggs. His pass over in the corner to Brogan. No good. It'll go out of bounds, a turnover back to Linden.
And you know how those runs sometimes can speed up the opponent. Right there we saw a prime example of it with Mission Valley. They just were trying to force something in there and, well, just a little too strong on the pass. Can't hold on to it. Linden doing a great job of speeding up the Vikings.
10-point advantage for the Tigers, 36-26, 5:05 to play in the quarter. Ryan Bones up top, Jalen Massey down the Caden Massey. He'll turn and face, kick it up. Evan Fearborn back up top, Jalen Massey. Left open three, no good this time. Nearly an offensive board by Jackson Biggs. He falls to the floor, fighting for the rebound. But it'll be in the hands of Tanner Thomas, looking to go up the court, and it'll be knocked out of bounds by Ryan Bones. Stay with the Vikings here in the near corner. .450 to go here in the third, 36-26. Porter Dieters into Tanner Thomas. Now to A.J. Rubio. Rubio looking to drive on Ryan Bones. Kicks it in the corner to Tanner Thomas. Thought about a three. Couldn't quite get it up. Now back to Rubio. Dribbles it off his foot. Back to Thomas. Now to Hink. Hink in the corner. The Brogan. Brogan looking to drive. Heavily guarded by Biggs. Bounce pass over to Thomas. Thomas at the right wing. Now back to Brogan. Brogan drilling with his left. Now right. Trying to hand it off. And it's stolen away by Jackson Biggs. Far sideline, but he will step out of bounds. Substitution coming for Linden. Daxton Miller back in the ballgame for Evan Fearborn. 4:18 left to play in this third quarter.
That's just a great steal there by Biggs. I mean, he was really being patient, letting Mission Valley kind of get a little lackadaisical with the passes, but even better job there by Brogan for Mission Valley to stay close to him and force him onto that perimeter, causing him to step out of bounds.
Looks like Will Bassett back in the ball game. He'll substitute out Tanner Thomas. Officials kind of taking their time talking things over. 36-26 our score, 4:18 to play in the third quarter. Bassett will get it on the left side, now to Rubio, up to Hink. Hink will hand it back to Rubio. Rubio looking to drive. Kicks it in the corner, nearly deflected by Daxton Miller. Now the Bassett. Bassett looking to skip it, but it's stolen away by Jackson Biggs. It's the eighth turnover now for Mission Valley. Biggs at the elbow before being brought down. He was, looked like A.J. Rubio armbarred him down. That'll be Rubio's fourth. That's a costly foul with 3:58 to play in the third quarter.
Yeah, Rubio's been their, I would say, biggest asset there in the paint as he's put up most of the shots.
Eisen's going to ride it out here. He'll stay out there with Rubio. Daxton Miller at the top of the key. Hands it off to Bones. Bones back to Miller. Miller thought about a three. Pump fakes. Now going to the corner of the Biggs. Left wing, the Massey up top. Bones, three on the way. Good. Another Van Gundy Farm three for the Linden Tigers. And their lead is 13. 39-26 now. Opposite end. Porter Dieters driving in there. And underneath, taking the charge, is Ryan Bones. That'll be Porter Dieters' second foul, team's third.
Coach Heist not happy with that one. He's trying to plead his player's case.
Nick Price and Hunter Tinbrink back in there. Rubio and Brogan to sit. Biggs to inbound, 3.5 to play in the third quarter. 39-26, the Tigers looking to add to their 13-point advantage. Bones with it. Bounce pass to Caden Massey. Massey will go left side to Jalen. Now in the corner, Daxton Miller thought about a three. Looking to drive baseline. Will decide otherwise. Goes to Biggs. Biggs skips it right side to Bones. Lob inside to Massey on the post. He'll back down Hink. Nice spin move, but leaves it short. Gets his own board. His putback is good. Caden Massey with 6 points down. The lead is the largest of the night for Linden. It's now 15. 41-26. 3 minutes remaining here in the third.
I do like this, though, that Mission Valley's not trying to speed things up. They are still taking a very cautious approach to the basket.
Dieters, right side, Bassett, right wing three by Tinbrink. Good.
That's how you respond.
A much-needed three there by the Mission Valley Vikings for a Van Gundy Farms three, your local, your Lyon County Hogemeyer seed dealer. To 30-second timeout taken by Jordan Heiston. Makes it 41-29. Linden on top, 2:46 to play. And remind you that these timeouts, once again, brought to you by McDonald's on 6th Avenue. Download the McDonald's app and receive daily deals, including select favorites, for free.
For free?
For free. Oh. That is 0.00. think usually pretty good sometimes. Usually it's a large fry, maybe a large drink.
Hey, man.
Sometimes even a Big Mac. So.
I will put McDonald's French fries up against anybody.
Tell you what, if you do not have a fast food, section folder, for everything else that's out there, but McDonald's does an excellent job with their app.
Absolutely they do.
Timeout since commenced, 2:45 to play in the third quarter, 41-29. Lennon looking to add to their 12-point lead. Daxton Miller on the right wing up top. Kaysten Wirth, who subbed in during that timeout. Now to Bones. Now Jackson Biggs, top of the key three. It's no good, but he is going to have a foul on the rebound. That's going to go against Lennon.
Biggs wants it on the shot.
It's going to go against Kaysten Wirth. That's his first. So fortunately that was called against Lennon. I can't imagine what would have happened behind his ticket.
Yeah, that would have been an interesting response, to say the least.
Porter Dieters now with it. 41-29, 2:25 to play in the third quarter. Crosses the timeline, defending the man-to-man defense by Jalen Massey. Heavy pressure applied by Massey, nearly getting it stolen away. Dieters now on the wing, now left side to Bassett. Now kicked back up top to Dieters. Dieters looking to drive, kicks it out. To Bassett in the corner, who drags his foot. And it'll be his turnover back to Lennon.
That's the 10th turnover for Mission Valley this ballgame.
Ryan Bones will cross the timeline with 2 minutes to go here in the quarter. Daxton Miller with it now on the wing. Picks up his dribble going left side to Wirth. Wirth will back down on the post. Opposite block shot, no good. Rebound won by Biggs. His put back, no good. And we're going to have a foul on the rebound.
Ooh, Biggs almost losing his cool there.
Once again, it's going to go against Wirth. Too much contact fighting for that rebound. His second, team second here in the quarter. Half-court pressure applied by Lennon. Dieters guarded by Jalen Massey. Spin move at the foul line. Picks up his dribble. Now to Tenbrink. Tenbrink, left wing. Lob inside to Brogan. We're going to have a foul by Wirth. That'll be his third in as many moments.
Yep.
And Caden Massey back to the scores table. So, of course, Michael Massey coaching Wirth is, hey, why are you below him? You should be fronting him in this defense we're up against, or we're doing, and we're going to have an illegal screen away from the ball. Looks like it's going to go against Kyle Brogan. That'll be his second, team sixth. 12-point advantage for Lennon.
Lively crowd here tonight.
Lot at stake here.
Yep.
Winner to face Osage City tomorrow night at 7:30. Lob inside to Biggs. He'll be fouled from behind by Brogan. That'll be his third now. Six-team foul for now, now for the Vikings. So bonus the rest of the way for Lennon. Ryan Bones with it in the corner. Now on the wing, up top to Miller. Now Jalen Massey on the right wing, back to Miller up top. Miller to Bones, left wing, thought about it for the three. Now to Miller. Now Biggs on the right elbow. A long two, good. Biggs falls to the floor, doesn't get the foul call.
Michael Massey wanted the three. The referee said not a chance.
Ten brick now, right wing, streaking down the other way. Bounce pass to Brogan. Elbow extended, now back to Ten brick. Looking to drive, fires up a corner, contested three. It's long, rebound to Biggs. Biggs up the Bones, and the Tigers will push it up the floor. Back to Biggs, top of the key, crossing over now at the elbow. Gets it stolen away, though. Will Bassett now with it. Bassett driving in, looking to go underneath, gets fouled. He'll go step to the line for two foul shots.
Thus far, here in this second half, Mission Valley with six turnovers, which tops their first half total of five. Lennon also topping their first half total of one with two.
Fouls against Daxton Miller, his first, team's fourth. At the line for two free throws, Will Bassett. Good on the first one.
Looked like it might have been a little short, but
Trey McKinley and Mick Quinn into the ball game for the Vikings. .43-30, Lennon on top of Mission Valley, 31 seconds to play in the quarter. Bassett knocks down another foul shot.
That is the first successful two-for-two trip to the line that Mission Valley has had since the first quarter.
Jalen Massey in the front court, guarded by McQuinn. Now the Miller, now to Biggs. Biggs' elbow, pump fake, now to Bones. Back to Miller, 15 seconds now. Hands it off to Massey, Jalen Massey with it. They'll hold for one final shot. 10 seconds now on the clock. Massey driving on the left wing, now to Bones. Bones gets the ball screen, pick and roll by Caden Massey down the corner to Jalen Massey. He'll fire up a three. It wasn't a good look, but the Tigers will take a 12-point advantage into the fourth and final quarter. Can they hold on and advance on to the Flint Hills Shootout Tournament Championship? Find out next right here on Country 101.7 FM.
Coverage of the Flint Hills Shootout is brought to you by Emporia State University. Hands-on learning that prepares students for successful careers. Discover the possibilities at emporia.edu. Plumbing by Spelman at 821 Commercial. For residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations. And Troy's Trannies and Auto Repair. Call on Troy's for all your automotive needs. 620-341-9449.
Coverage of the Flint Hill Shootout is brought to you in part by Linden USD 421. Linden High School students and staff want to thank area businesses and the community for supporting their academic and athletic programs. It's great to be a Linden Tiger. By Ratcliffe Propane, providing propane for residential, commercial, farm, and oil leases in Greenwood, Chase, Coffee, and Lyon counties. And by the City of Cottonwood Falls, a proud supporter of Chase County student athletes and coaches, and commends them for their hard work on and off the court. Let's go, Bulldogs!
Welcome back to William Lindsay White Auditorium. Michael Deeker alongside Tegan Trahoon. Linden Tigers leading the Mission Valley Vikings 43-31 as we begin the fourth and final quarter here in the championship semifinal. Osage City awaits them. The victor of this one, 7:30 tomorrow night on 1400 AM. Chase County awaits the loser. That game at 4:30. Tigers with possession. Fearborn going to the right elbow, looking to drive. He'll fire up a shot and be fouled on the attempt. See who's going to be called against. Haven't seen the call. Going to have an official meeting here. I think it should be on the floor.
I agree.
They're taking their time here. So Tanner Thomas, they were just trying to confirm who it was against, and that it is two foul shots for Evan Fearborn. Seventh team foul. First one good by Fearborn.
Breaks a three-shot streak of misses for Linden.
He's got six. Lead to 13.
Again, Linden has yet to knock down both shots from the line tonight.
Second one also good for Fearborn.
And he told me to eat that right there.
45-31 our score. Porter Dieters on the wing. Going to Kyle Brogan, who drags his foot. It'll be a turnover back to Linden. That's now 12 turnovers for Mission Valley. Tim Brink back in there. He'll sub out Tanner Thomas. Ryan Bones bringing it up, taking his time. Now we'll get into his offensive set. Against the man-to-man defense, lobbing it up. Looked like he was expecting someone to be underneath there. It'll be a turnover or a rebound to A.J. Rubio. Rubio streaking down the other way. Elbow now blocked. Off the window. Good. Give him a chance for one more as he is fouled on the shooting attempt. Going to go against Jackson Biggs. That'll be Biggs' second, team's fifth.
Great job to stay with that play by Rubio. He knew he had a chance for two at least, but definitely was looking for that three. He got it.
Rubio with four fouls. He's had four fouls since midway through the third quarter. Completes the traditional three-point play.
Playing smart.
Lead trim to 11 now for Mission Valley. Jalen Massey picks up his dribble on the left elbow. Back up top, Ryan Bones. Bones with it. 1 minute gone by here in the fourth quarter. Bones left side, Massey. Massey looking to drive baseline. He'll be fouled on the dribble drive. The eighth team foul, so a bonus time. So 1-1 for Dylan Massey. It's going to go against
Porter
Dieters. Porter Dieters, fortunately, there. That's going to be his third. So Dieters and Corbett Hink, Tanner Thomas, and Kyle Brogan, each with three fouls apiece. A.J. Rubio also with, you know, of course, with four. Massey knocks down the first free throw. Linden has struggled from the foul line, but have started to kind of heat up his late, but they're going to have to knock down these foul shots in the closing moments of this one if they're going to hold on. Gets a friendly roll to fall through there for Jalen Massey. Going to have a timeout taken by Michael Massey. It's a full timeout. We'll take a break with him. Take a quick 30-second break here on Country 101.7 FM. Linden leading Mission Valley 47-34.
Coverage of the Flint Hills Shootout being brought to you by Kansas Land Bank, serving the area with complete banking services. A proud supporter of all area athletes. Kansas Land Bank, banking with your friends and neighbors. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. The City of Americus, proudly supporting the hard work of the Northern Heights Wildcats on and off the court. Go Cats! And Grimmett Concrete. They do commercial, flat work, or residential pours. Call Jeff at 620-340-3434 or Scott at 620-343-0174.
Michael Deeker alongside Tag and Jahern welcome you back to Wide Auditorium. It's a 13-point advantage for the Linden Tigers. These timeouts brought to you by McDonald's. Stop by McDonald's on 6th Avenue and get a quarter pounder with cheese cooked fresh off the grill upon ordering. Add a fry and a drink to make it a meal. Of course, remind you guys, our KVOE TV coverage all week long brought to you by Teal Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, backed by outstanding heating and cooling products from one of the industry's most trusted names, Bryant. Call Teals at 785-528-3912. Mission Valley with possession, trailing things by 13. A.J. Rubio at the point. Dribbling with his left now in the front court. Looking for an open Viking. Guarded in a man-to-man defense by Ryan Bones. Vikings going right to left on your radio dial. Kyle Brogan nearly dribbling it out of bounds off his leg. Now in the hands of Rubio. Rubio, elbow now, foul line. Now right elbow to the block. Back out, Porter Dieters right wing. Up top, Kyle Brogan. Thought about a three, driving now at the elbow. Kicking it over to Dieters. Fires up a contested jumper along the baseline. Gets it to fall through. Dieters got seven, his first points of the second half. Lead back down to 11 for Linden. Bones with it. 6:05 to play in the fourth quarter. Evan Fearborn, left wing, lob inside to Caden Massey on the free throw line. He'll knock down the jumper there. Massey with 8 points in the ball game.
You know, I mentioned the gun-shy mentality. Sometimes you got a guy's in foul trouble, you're not going to try and push the issue very much defensively. I think we're seeing that from the Vikings here just a little bit. Really not even contesting that shot off Massey.
Porter Dieters over to A.J. Rubio. Vikings trailing by 13. Rubio lob inside. Heavy presence in the post. Massey and Massey collide, though, but Caden Massey comes up with it for another turnover against Mission Valley. Bones with it. Right side, Fearborn. Fearborn, look inside. Nothing there. Driving with his left. Mid lane, opposite side. Off the window and good for Evan Fearborn. Lead back to 15.
That'll go down as the 13th turnover for Mission Valley in this ball game overall. That's their eighth this half.
Porter Dieters with it. Lob inside. Deflected and recovered by Brogan along the left baseline. He'll step out of bounds and it'll go the other way. Nice defense there by Jackson Biggs to make him have to take the baseline and did not give him an inch. It'll be yet another turnover for the Vikings. Now 14 in the ballgame. 15-point advantage. Largest lead of the night for the Linden Tigers. Starting to really grasp control of this one. Massey at the elbow. That's Jalen now up top to Biggs. Biggs left elbow back up top. Bones now Fearborn. Fearborn looking to drive. Spin move at the foul line. Gets it knocked out of his hands. Look, it might have been a foul. It looked like it might have been a jumper there, but Corbin Hink knocking it out of bounds. A lot of body contact. But
officials letting him play down there.
Bones the inbound underneath the bucket. Go into Fearborn on the left block. Made it look pretty easy there. And the largest lead of the night now for the Linden Tigers. It's now 17-53-36. And another turnover. That's Ryan Bones with the steal. Up the court we go to Jackson Biggs. Biggs elbow, left corner, Jalen Massey. Now Bones up top, Fearborn looking for the hot hand. It's short on the three. Rebound to Rubio. He was looking for the knockout punch right there. Midway through here in the fourth quarter, Linden leading by 17. Tenbrink now to Dieters. Lob inside to Hink. Hink underneath, up and under, off the window, good. He'll go to the line for a chance for one more. Looks like Caden Massey will be tagged with the foul.
You can hear, you can't hear him, but Mike Massey down there saying, just stay with him and stay up. There's no reason to try and chase him on that one. You know he's going to go up for that reverse layup. You just come down and knock the ball away. But instead, Massey picks up the foul, trying to do a little too much defensively. Great move down low by the 6'4 senior Corbin Hink.
Daxton Miller, Braden Marcotte in there for the Tigers.
4-4 on their last opportunities.
Hink knocks down the foul shot.
From the foul line is Mission Valley.
Jalen Massey in the front court. Man-to-man defense applied by Porter Dieters. Up top now to Daxton Miller. Now left side back to Massey. Massey looking inside, looking to drive now. He's on the wing, crossing over Ray J. Rubio. Rubio has to be safe here with four fouls. Now to Marcotte, off the head of Rubio, and now in the hands of Massey. 3:25 to play in the ball game. Linden on top, 53-39. Daxton Miller lobs inside to Jackson Biggs. He'll look to back down. Biggs fadeaway jumper as Biggs falls to the floor. Biggs gets it to fall through. He's now in double figures with 11. 55-39, Linden on top of Mission Valley. 3 minutes to play.
Oh,
pass knocked out of bounds into the Mission Valley cheerleaders. Jackson Biggs poking it over there. Kaysten Worth back in there for Caden Massey. Hunter Tenbrink to inbound. Bounce pass up top to Porter Dieters. Now A.J. Rubio. Rubio extended right elbow. Now the Kyle Brogan. Need a three to fall. It's short, though. Rebound to Marcotte. Jalen Massey with it, 2:45 to play. Bounce pass over to Daxton Miller. Miller looking to work some clock this possession with a lead of 16, 2.5 to play. Biggs foul line, nice pass and a give and go to Daxton Miller.
And again, Mission Valley just playing a little passive there defensively, kind of letting him just walk in and have his way down the post.
Tenbrink off his hand, out of bounds. Be a full shift change here for Heiston. Coach Heiston is going to be Tanner Thomas, Nick Price, Will Bassett, McQuinn, and Trey McKinley.
Full senior squad.
There's Tanner Thomas back out there. He went to the scores table. And I think he was just trying to pull a funny one with his head coach, Jordan Heiston, but obviously, for those five seniors, not the way they wanted this one to go here tonight.
No.
As they trail things by 18, 57-39, 2:10 to play in the ballgame. Jackson Biggs with it, elbow, now to the right block. Gets it poked away, and we'll go back to Mission Valley. Last touch by Kaysten Worth trying to recover it underneath. Only the fourth turnover for Linden in the ballgame, so a pretty clean game here for Linden. That's probably why they're up by this advantage. McQuinn has it on the far sideline now in the hands of Bassett. Now Nick Price in the corner. Back to Bassett. Bassett driving with his left. Gets it poked away by Jackson Biggs. Jackson Biggs going the other way. Biggs crossing over. Goes underneath. They're going to call a foul on Trey McKinley. I think if Biggs had another step, I think he would have probably went up for a soaring dunk.
I think Biggs actually looked disappointed that he managed to draw the foul. Because I think you're right, D. He wanted to kind of set this place off with a dunk.
Andrew Richards to the scores table. Looks like he'll sub out Biggs, who knocks down the first foul shot. Second one, good. But yeah, Andrew Richards, the 6 foot junior, into the ball game for the first time. As well as Lucas Griffin, the 5'7 freshman. Mission Valley trailing things now by 20. Of course, they lost a previous contest with Linden, 56-35, the very first ball game of the season. Going to have a foul away from the ball, or actually on the drive by Lucas Griffin. Be the seventh team foul, so stepping to the line for a one-on-one, Mick Quinn. Mick is taken, alluded to, a 5'7 senior. Good. Trims the deficit to 19. Second one by Quinn. Rims out, no good. Rebound. Be knocked out of bounds. Actually going to have a foul call on Andrew Richards. Getting it too aggressive on the box out.
Davion Jones, the 6'4 sophomore, checking in for Mission Valley, and he'll sub out Tanner Thomas.
Line for 1-1, Nick Price. Well, short.
Ooh, yep.
It's not draw iron, and it'll go back to Linden. 59-40, a buck 33 to play in the ball game. They'll set up a Osage County matchup for the shootout championship, Osage City against Linden, 7:30 tomorrow night. Mission Valley to face Chase County in the third-place boys game, tentatively set for 4:30.
Of course, the
go ahead.
Girls' third-place game, we'll see Chase County versus Council Grove, and then the girls' championship game tomorrow night, we'll see Osage City taking on Mission Valley. That should be a fun one.
Running jumper by Lucas Griffin, no good. Rebound to Mission Valley. 60 seconds remaining in this one. Bassett going to left corner to McQuinn. His three off the mark. Rebound into the hands of McKinley. McKinley looking to drive. He'll find McQuinn. McQuinn actually too much momentum there by Trey McKinley, and he will be picked up with a charge.
I think if you're Linden, you might just be content with letting this one run out. Don't think they're going to be in any hurry to make their way down the court.
50 seconds remaining as Kaysten Worth keys it in to Daxton Miller. Miller at the elbow. 40 seconds remaining underneath the Griffin off the window and good.
Beautiful move.
Lucas Griffin finds the scorebook. The lead 21-60, 1-40. Will Bassett with it. Get a ball screen from Davian Jones. Goes behind his back, 23 seconds remaining. Now to Nick Price. Down to McQuinn. McQuinn, ball fake. Up to Nick Price. 15 seconds now. McKinley with it. Lob inside to Jones. Stolen away by Andrew Richard. Richards going the other way. Good. Looking to go coast to coast. Dribbles it off his leg and out of bounds.
Well, that'll be just the fifth turnover for Linden tonight. 18th for Mission Valley. And that's going to be a big talking point in the locker room.
Inbound to Will Bassett. Bassett looking for one final crack at it. Lob to Davian Jones. Nick Price fires up a buzzer beater. That's well off the mark. So our final score, 61-40. Linden advances to the Flint Hills Shootout Championship. They will look to defend their 2022 championship tomorrow night against Osage City. 61-40 our final. Linden victorious over Mission Valley. Step aside, tally our stats, get some analysis by the one and only Tegan Taroon. You've been listening to Shootout coverage on Country 101.7 FM.